USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas was treated very unfairly by the media.
But in the case of John, I really believe that he was being treated very harshly and very unfairly.
The president speaking outside the White House after a decision was made not to nominate Congressman Ratcliffe to be the next director of national intelligence. Now, as to if Republicans would have supported Ratcliffe, the president believes so.
Tell you what, I think he would have had very good support. The Republicans love John Ratcliffe, and I think he would have had very good support. Now, he wasn't in that world that much.
Investigators say the exact motive behind the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting in Northern California may never be known. FBI profilers are continuing to comb through electronic devices and social media postings. They've also concluded that the 19-year-old acted alone when he opened fire last Sunday, killing three people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
According to the Labor Department, 164,000 people joined the workforce in July. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This means the current record economic expansion continued in July amid concerns of trade disputes as well as tariffs involving a number of trading partners. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest figures.
Unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and technical services, health care, social assistance, and financial activities.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com tells us, with a low unemployment rate, this remains a good time for workers to be looking for jobs with higher pay. And for those not ready to move on, the job security remains generally solid, and more generous benefits are being offered to retain workers.
R&B singer R. Kelly is being held without bail in New York on accusations he sexually abused women and girls. Kelly pled not guilty in court today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said that fossil fuels would have no place in his administration during Wednesday night's debate. Now, this is a far cry from what he said in 2012 when he said that we desperately need coal. Mandy Gunasekera is an environmental lawyer and former senior administration official with the EPA under the president, and she says the Trump administration is doing what they can to balance regulation and working with fossil fuel companies.
So what the Trump administration is doing is embracing American innovation in the energy industry. So the successful energy industry has lifted millions of people out of abject poverty. President Trump recognizes this, has embraced it, and from an environmental perspective, he's made it clear that you don't have to choose between a growing energy industry, a successful economy, and environmental protections.
Chick-fil-A unseats In-N-Out as America's favorite fast food restaurant. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Chick-fil-A named America's favorite fast food restaurant, dethroning In-N-Out Burger. The report by Market Force, published by Food & Wine, polled more than 7,000 consumers, coming in second place for chicken, Raising Cane's, followed by Zaxby's. But as far as hamburgers go, In-N-Out Burger remains number one in that category, coming in last on the fast food burger list, McDonald's.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.